The boys' varsity team had 4 road games in 5 days, sandwiching a series against Metlakatla in between games against Ketchikan. It's a tough way to start the season after just 2.5 weeks of practice, but Coach Rick Brock was glad for the challenge.
Positive side of that is we got a chance to play. You know, when you go to tournament, you get to play different styles from one night to the other. But conditioning-wise, I was real pleased with how we came out of the after Monday's game, which was a war of attrition. I thought we looked good still. Pretty good shape for this time of year.
The Vikings lost to the Chiefs 53-48 Friday and 42-33 on Saturday. The boys also lost games by double digits to Ketchikan Thursday and Monday. Brock thought Monday's 20-point loss to the Kaihai Kings was his team's best outing of the 4, and he says his team was disappointed to drop those games to the Chiefs.
They've got 2 starters back from last year's state championship team and 3 other guys that played quite a bit. So they got a good quality squad, but we still walked away. Hard to win on the road in our league, but we still walked away, I think, disappointed just in our own play. Metlakatla's good, but I think we helped them beat us, especially on Saturday. Only scoring 33 points on the road is tough, but I was real pleased with the way we bounced back on Monday.
The boys' team was 4th at the state 2A tournament a year ago, finishing the season with a record of 10 wins and 15 losses. The Vikings were 2nd in the region to the eventual state champs from Metlakatla. The team this year returns 6 from last year's varsity, including 4 starters. The Lady Vikings last year had an 8-13 record and didn't make it past the regional tournament. The girls' team opened this season at home against the Metlakatla Mischiefs. The varsity team lost 28-25 Friday and 25-24 on Saturday. Coach Dino Brock says they were exciting games that reflected a lack of practice.
It looked like the first game of the year in a lot of ways. Both teams, both us and Matt, played hard. Really, our offenses both ran better Saturday. I thought that defensively the game was a lot better Saturday for both groups. So it was just 2 competitive games.
The girls' team is a smaller squad, both in numbers and height this year, with a mix of younger and older players. Brock thinks his team could run the fast break as the season progresses.
I think as we get ourselves into shape, we definitely will. It seems like we want to run, so that will be a big key for us to get ourselves into shape and to learn how to do that, how to push the basketball whenever we get the opportunities. First thing we keep talking about is the need to rebound. We're not huge, so as a group, we're going to need to really block out, rebound the ball clean, we keep talking about, so that we can run, and then we can take advantage of the speed that we have.
The junior varsity squad also played last weekend, losing 30-28 on Friday and winning Saturday 36-19. Both teams are off for a couple of weeks, practicing through the holiday break. The boys and girls both head to Nome in early January. Then the Little Norway Junior Varsity Tournament is in Petersburg the 2nd weekend in January, and the varsity teams have home games later on that month. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.